Today's daf is Vachim, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on the last full daf here in the second parak, in parak Kol HaZvachim. The first parak we had was also Kol HaZvachim, but the first parak was all about issues of Shalol Lishma, and learning all about the Dalat Avodos Hadam, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shalol Lishman, and this parak was Kol HaZvachim Shekiblu Daman. We talk all about the psulim that cannot be makabel the dam. The next parak of Hashem will be about those psulim who can do the shechita, the first avoda, shechita lav avodahi. That by Hashem will be related to tomorrow's daf. But first we have finishing up kol hazav shekiblu daman. So we had in the previous mishnah, the last mishnah here in the parak, spoke about issues of pigol and pigol plus. If there are other machshavos in the process, does that ruin pigol? Because we know that you need yakrif amatir kimitzvaso. Everything else has to be perfect in order for pigol to kick in. And we spoke about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, and the machlokas between Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether it applies only in two avodos or even in one avoda, is that enough to be koveya? And then we spoke about the last part of the Mishnah, where the Gemara is put together, kezayis of this, kezayis of that, kezayis bachutz, kezayis lamachar, chatzizayis this, chatzizayis that. So we spoke all about the different lashonos. The end of yesterday's daf, the three different lashonos, kizayis kizayis, kizayis vikizayis, kizayis machutz lamachar, only one word kizayis. How does that play out? Are they separate? Again, the more they're separate, the more then Rabbi Yehuda would say, it's nikva for pigol, and there, if you did it first, remember Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, if you have machsheves hazman before machsheves hamakom, it's nikva for pigol, and the opposite is not. The Rabbanan say, we hold that it's either direction, it's already not nikva for pigol, because you already have another machsheva that is mixed in. Okay, so we are up to, let's start at the top of Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph. After we ended up with a brisa that discussed the question and the answer between Levi and Rebbe, and what exactly was the great question and what is his answer. So now we're up to Itmar on the third line on Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph. Itmar. Chatzi Zayas Chutz Lizmano, Chatzi Zayas Chutz Lemkomo. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that if you have a Chatzi Zayas of two different goals, so then that is not Mitzdarif, right? The last line of the Mishnah said, Chatzi Zayas Lahaktir lechol kechati zayis lahaktir kechati zayis kasher. They do not combine. A half a kezayis each does not combine. Achila and haktara are not mitzdarif. But what about the following case? You have a case of chati zayis chutz lizmano, chati zayis chutz lemkomo. So that, as we saw in the Mishnah, that's enough to say pasul. That's pasul. Right, it can't become pigol because you don't have enough machshava for it to be pigol. It's not enough of a kezayis pigol. You have a chati zayis chutz lizmano, chati zayis chutz lemkomo. But what happened here? Chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. You had another machshava. You had chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, and then chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. So do we say that, so now altogether you have a full kezayis chutz lizmano, which is a significant machshava, and then you have a chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, but it's only a chatzi zayis. So it's not such a significant machshava as compared to a full kezayis chutz lizmano. So do we say that now the chatzi zmanos combine, and now it could be a pigol, and the chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo wouldn't ruin it, because that's only a chatzi zayis thought. If it was a full kezayis chutz lemkomo, then that would ruin it. You wouldn't have yakrif hamater kimitzvaso. But here you only have a chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, and you have two. Do we say that they are combinable, or do we say that no? Once the chatzi zayis chutz lizmano and chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo were had together, and that wasn't enough, so the chatzi zayis chutz lizmano is already ruined, and it can never combine with the second chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, and therefore it can never be pigel. So Rava says, machlokas, Amar Rava, vayikatz ki yashen hapigel. The pigel wakes up from its sleep, meaning, even though originally it was only pasul, but now you can put the two together. The first chatzi zayis of pigol wakes up and combines with the second chatzi zayis of pigol, and now it can make the whole carbon pigol. And again, why doesn't the chutz lemkomo machshava ruin it? Because that's only a chatzi zayis of machshava, and therefore it's not going to ruin it. Rav Hamnuna Amar Erev Parshias Erev Machshavos Have. No, it is Erev Machshavos. Rav Hamnuna says it's ruined already. And once the chatzi zmano combined with the chatzi, once the chatzi zayis chutz lizmano combined with the chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, it can no longer be revived and make it into a case of pigol. Period. Stop there for a moment. Machlokas between Rava and Rav Hamnuna. This lashon of Rava of Ayikatz Kiyashen is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim, Perak Ayin Ches, pasuk Samachay. The pasuk says, "Vayikatz Kiyashen Hashem, Kigibor Misronein Miyayin." He wakes up. Hashem wakes up like from the slumber. Kiyash kigibor, like a strong man waking up from his wine. The Mitzudas David says, what does that mean? Kiyashin ki adas banahu echresh hamakom me anosh es Yisrael al maaseyim. Hashem has patience with us. He doesn't punish us immediately for our actions. Ki'ilu hayayashin, as if he's sleeping. Uba'esahi, but at that moment, gavru ha'avonos, once the sins become so great that he can't be quiet anymore. Ve'heketz mishenaso lasos b'em nakam. And Hashem will rise up to take revenge from Klal Yisrael. So when our sins tip the scales, then Hashem is going to wake up Kaviyachol. So too, when the pigle gets enough, so then they can combine. Tosfos notes, the top one line Tosfos, that we have sometimes another principle in Shas, not based on this pasuk about the Yashin wakes up, but one might be familiar with a principle in Yaradeya. Of matzah min esmino, or we might call it choser vineyor. And that is, once something is not functional, is not significant at the beginning, can it wake up? Tosfos says, don't compare the cases. Lo shayachacha matzah min esmino vineyor. What does that mean? That's the sugya meseches chulin, and meseches avodah zara, we had it. If you have something that's batel barov, I have some an iser that's batel barov. And then I add in more Isser. And if I would combine the Isser with the part that was Batel already, then I would say there's too much of an Isser to be Batel. Do we say, oh, the Isser that was already in this Batel is Choser V'Neir, Matzah Min Esmino, and therefore you undo the Bittel? Do we say that? So all Tosfos says is, that principle doesn't apply here. Lo Shayachacha Matzah Min Esmino V'Neir. Don't say that here. Tosfos doesn't say why. Why isn't this a similar context? You say the pigle wakes up, you say the Isser wakes up. So the Shiva Kubetzes says one line, he adds in one word really to Tosfos, Os Lamid, de machshavos havyin. Here we're not talking about an actual Isser. You have Isser that fell into Heter. Right? You don't have that here. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a machshava. A machshava A. And it's batel, so to speak, with machshava B. Do we say that A could combine with machshava C when you have machshava C? That's much more amorphous, much harder to say, oh, it wakes up. You're not talking about a davar shel ba'en. You're talking about a machshava. So that's how the Shita adds on to Tosfos why this is not similar to the principle of matzah min esmino. Good. But there are other Rishonim that do compare the cases. If you look in the Rush in Meseches Chulin, the Rush in Simen Zayin, talking about this principle of, again, Choser V'Neir on Isser Shenisbatel Barov coming back to the Rush. It's a big piece in Zayin Lamed Zayin. I'll just read the part that's applicable. V'yatam Anachon, says the Rush. If you have a little milk that fell into a huge pot of chicken soup, even though it was nisbatel, if you recognize the isser sometime later, of course you can't eat it if it's hukar. The kashen is arev bo shuv isser, and let's say more isser gets mixed in. Hikir min esmino, v'neur mi bitulo, v'ni tosif alav. You could have the principle, it could wake up. V'havi ki'ilu hukar ho'isser. If you have more added in, so then, and you know how much of the isser fell in that was ready in this batel, so then it could all combine together, and it's matzah min esmino. V'kach, and then he adds, the Rush adds, Tosfos wouldn't say this. V'kach anu omrim af bikachim. Says the Rosh, and we say the same thing by Kachim. Kid the Isa beperak beis disvachim. Quotes our Gemara. Chatzis ayis chus lasmano, chatzis ayis chus lakoma, chatzis ayis chus lasmano. Amar Rava vayikatz ki yashen hapigol. Alma says the Rosh, quoting our Gemara as a precedent for that Gemara. Alma af apita kvarnitz tarif chatzis ayis de chutz lasmano. Im chatzis ayis de chus lakoma lifsol. Even though they've already combined in order to create a psul, it could uncombine to create pigle. Kisha matzah shuv es chati zayis dechutz lezmano nis orer mi pisulo v'nitztaref imo lefagel. And it can be nitztaref. And then he says even Rav Hamnuna, who says erev machshavos havi v'enem etztaref as kiyacha lefagel gabi kachem shayni. Rav Huna is only saying that by kachim. Tichsev lo yechashev lo yaaribo machshavos acheros. Tishar machshavos motzios midei pigel. Vekivan da yishnei chatzai zesim harishonim nikra pasol sulo mikvad pipigel. Aval iser shenis batel modeh. But Rav Huna would agree in the regular case. Tamina matzav in esmino v'neir. Vekia gavan amirina gabik tumoy kotza mishnei mesechas b'choros. But that the Gemara there, this is an important discussion between Tosfos and the Rosh and the other Rishonim, that whether they are combinable. So back to the Gemara, we have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Amnuna, whether, again, you have a half a kezayis chutz lizmano thought, a half a kezayis chutz lemkomo thought, so that already creates puzzle, but then you have another chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, would that be able to combine with the first half, machlokas, Rav and Rav Amnuna? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, mina mina la." How do Rava says? How do I know that it is combinable? It's Choser v'Neyur Titznas. He quotes a Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Taharos. Says the Mishnah, "Kibetsa ochal rishon, ukibetsa ochal sheni." So we know Tumah v'Tara, different levels of Tumah. The most intense level of Tumah is a dead body, Aviyavos HaTumah. One level down is an Avatumah, many different Avos HaTumah, listed in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. All the Avos HaTumah. And then we have somebody who's Tameh Meis, is an Avatumah. Then if an Avatumah touches something else, it becomes a Rishon LaTumah. A Rishon touches something else, makes it a Sheni LaTumah. A Sheni touches most other things, nothing happens. But if a Sheni touches Truma or Kachim, it makes it a Shlishi. And if a Shlishi touches Kachim, it makes it a Revi'i. Good. So what happens if we have a Kibetza of food, two Kibetzas of food? One Kibetza is a Rishon, one Kibetza is a Sheni. And they combine with each other. So if the Rishon would touch anything, it would make it a Sheni. If the Sheni would touch Truma, it would make it a Shlishi. What happens here if it got mixed up together? So if you have a Ocha Rishon, Ocha Sheni, Shebalal on Zebazeh, and they're mixed up, Rishon. You consider that whole mixture a Rishon. Why? Because in there, there's a Rishon. In there is a kibetza, which is the minimum amount of food that you need to be metame something else. So in there is a kibetza of a rishon, and therefore if it touches something else, so then it can make it into a sheni. But chilkan, what if you split this in half? You don't know exactly what was the rishon, what was the sheni. So zev is a sheni, zev is a sheni. So it's not going to be more than a sheni because you don't have. We don't assume you have in here exactly the one of them, a Rishon, which would make it other things into a Sheni. You assume that both of these have the status of Sheni because they don't have a Kibetza of the Rishon in them. But HaChazar ve'irvan mashma, that if you would recombine them, Rishon Have, it would be a Rishon. That's what we're mashma from the Mishnah, which again, that's what Rav is saying, is like a model. Just like in our case, Pigel and Pasol, and then it could become Pigel. It could reawaken. So to hear the status of Rishon could reawaken. Mima, I asked the Gemara, how do we know exactly that comparison? Mitani Seifa, because the end of that Mishnah says, the next part says, Nafal Zeba Atzmo, Vizeba Atzmo Kikar Shal Truma. What if you have a piece of Truma bread, and then each of the pieces of Kibetza Ocha Rishon and Kibetza Ocha Sheni, each of those pieces fell onto the bread. So if one piece fell onto the bread, and then you took off that piece, and then the second piece fell onto the bread, and then you took off that piece, then the bread would not be a Sheni, it would be a Shlishi at most, because again, it would be the same kind of case. Separate. But what if they both fell on together? If they both fell on together, so then Paslua, so then would make it into a, I'm sorry, that's the first case, as I just described. If Zeba Atzmo v'Zeba Atzmo Kikar Shal Truma, if one half fell on, and then the other half fell onto it, so that Paslua always means Shlishi. Tame, if you're Matame something, the words that are used in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, if I'm Matame something, that means I make it Tame, and it can make something else Tame. If I say it's Posel, it becomes Tame, but it cannot pass on that from becoming Tame. So the word Paslua here means makes it into a Shlishi. Meaning at most it's the what fell on it is a sheni, and then it makes it into a shlishi. Naflu shnei and ka'achas, but if they both fell on at the same time, asu ashnia. So you can make it into a sheni if they both fell on at the same time. So again, if it would combine again, so then it would be a rishon again, make it into a sheni. So that's Rava's precedent. Rava says, just like in that case, when they get split up, they become each considered a sheni, but when they combine again, it could then again become a rishon. So too in our case, even though this half kezayis, the machshava of half kezayis of shlobes mana was first pasul, now a kid can be considered pigel. That is the model. Says the Gemara of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, no, there's a big difference between them. Rav Hamnuna Amar Hasa Mika Shiura. Hascha Leka Shiura. Over there, first it was together. And then it got separated. And now it's going to be together again. That's why it works. Because originally, it was a Rishon. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Hasam over there, it was Shira. Rashi, Me'ikara Shalem Hu. Originally, it was already a Shalem. V'nechlak, and now it's separated. Hilka Kishchaz Ve'irvur Chazar Shmo Alav. So that's why it's easier to, once you had it once, it's easier to come back to. But over here, Leka Shiura. Over here, there was a Chatzis Aisa Pikel, Chatzis Aisa Pasol. Rashi says, Lo Nikra Shem Pikel Alav, Kim Shem Pasol. It was never Pikel. It was always puzzle. Now we're trying to say, could it become piggle? Rav Hamnuna would say, no, you can't compare. Going back to something is easier than getting it in the first place. Right? Kind of like, right, we learn Kol HaTorah Kula in utero. Why? So that when we learn Torah, it's easier to come back to. Right? It's ki'ilu, we have an atiyah towards it. So here too, Rav Hamnuna says, over there, we have an atiyah, it has an atiyah, it's already been reshown, so it comes back to be a reshown. Over here, it does not, because it was never Piggle, so therefore it is harder. Period. Good. Let's stop there for a moment. Tosfos asks, what exactly is the parallel between these two things? Rav Hamnuna already knocked it out in one way. It was never together in the first place. Tosfos asks a different way. Tosfos, ha chazar ve'irvan, rishon have. Right? If you put them back together, they're a rishon. Ask Tosfos tema, my inyan zeh itzal zeh. What's the connection? What's the parallel between hilchas pigol and karbanos and hilchas tumah v'tahara and tumas ochlin? Kisha degabe karban, says Tosfos. Kisha amar chati zayis chus lemkomo. V'chati zayis chus lezmano, hari kfar nifsal ha-karban. You've already accomplished something. In our case, the half a kezias of chutz lezmano has already done something. So that's why it could be harder. Ve'eno chozer v'nasa pigol. It's already done something. It's already created the carbon to be pusel. So now you want to change it to make it pigol? That's hard. Aval chatzi beitza rish v'chatzi beitza sheni shenis arvu denasa sheni. Over there it becomes a sheni. Eina tam lefishin is batal chatzi beitza rishon. You don't say that, oh, you only have a half a kebetz rishon, it's already accomplished. No, it's just that you no longer have enough. If you no longer have enough, that's why. So when you get enough, so then it works. Ela mishum de'en lokoch latamos bifnei atzmo. It no longer has the power to be a rishon by itself, to be matami into a sheni. Hilka kshid starif yimo chatzi beitz rishon, lama lo yehe rishon. So it says, I don't understand. Our case, you've already used this to accomplish something. So maybe that's why it can't undo itself from its previous partner and do something new. That's different than that case over there where it's just a question of a lack. It's a question of a lack. You don't have enough of a shear to be metame, so when you get enough of a shear to be metame, it's going to be metame. So that's why it's a big difference between the two. Says the stipler, no, maybe you could combine it. Maybe we're going to have a couple of stiplers today. Says the stipler here, in Zvachin, Simin Chav Gimel, Ha'aros Binyan Pigel. So he asks Tosfos as Kasha here, and he says, how are they combinable? And he answers, V'hanira di eshlomar, you have to change one or change the other one to answer this question. So he says, the fact that a chatzi zayitz chutz lezmano is not pigel yet, so maybe that's just of a lack of a shear. Right? He's moving the pigel closer to the case of Tumas Ochlin. Yesh lomar de be'emes gabi chatzi zman chutz lezman, chatzi zayis chutz lezmano, v'chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, hod de l'rav hamnuna, ein mitzarev shuv im od chatzi zayis chutz lezmano, ein atam bishum de kvar nifsal azevach, v'lo havi karvam atak mitzvaso. So don't formulate it like we said. Oh, it's already combined with the carbon and makes it puzzle. No. De be'emes, im yomar chatzi zayis chutz lezmano, v'chatzi zayis chutz lemkomo, v'yachach yomar od kizayis chutz lezmano. Let me ask you this. Says the stipler. What happened if you had a chatzi zayitz chutz lezmano, chatzi zayitz chutz lemkomo, and then a full kizayitz chutz lezmano? Then for sure Rav Hamnuna would agree it's pigel, because the other chatzi zayitz machshavas wouldn't ruin it. So what do you see? You see, it's not that it's really have a status of psul that's already been created. It's similar to the case of Tumah V'tahara. You don't yet have pigel. That's how you have to look at it. It's only because it's mitzurif with something else, but it really didn't accomplish something independently by itself. The be'emes shnei chatzoy zeisim calls manchlo chalalem torah siruf lehechashiv kechad einemo ilum lefagel to be inan shir shalem. So that's the raya that Rava tries to bring over there too, just like over here too, just like over there. It's an issue of you don't have a shear yet. You don't have the shear yet, and once you have the shear, so then it would be combinable. Good. So that is all Rava's raya, Rava's precedent from the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos. Says the Rav Hamnuna now, back to the Gemara. Av Hamnuna, mina amin Allah. What's Rav Hamnuna's source? Titznan, same Mishnah, same context. Titznan, the following Mishnah says in Meseches Taharos. Ha'ochel shenitma ba'avatumah. Vishenitma bivladatumah. If you have a food that became tameh from an avatumah, which means it's a rishon. Vishenitma bivladatumah. And a food that became tameh with a rishon, which means it's a sheni. Mitztarfim zemzeh. So basically, you have a food that's a rishon, a food that's a sheni. They combine. So how are they going to be metame kikal shebishneihem? Right, they're going to be at most a sheni. So my love, avagav dehader malye, says Rav Hamnuna. Doesn't this mean even if you added on a shear to make it all into, let's say, a rishon, you added enough to make there's enough rishon in here now so that it should all become a sheni. It should be, whatever it touches should make it into a sheni. So doesn't that mean even if it was full? Dilmot lo hadar malya. No, the answer is no. Maybe the Mishnah is only about a case where you don't have enough of a shear. But in a chinami, if you would get more of a shear after, you would be able to be choser v'neir, so to speak, and therefore make it full, and Rava would say that it's not such a raya. So that's the machlokas, Rav Hamnuna and Rava, and the different rayos. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph, an important yesod. Right? What does it sound like? The Gemara here clearly says that in order for food to be matame other food, it needs to have the shear of a kibetza. What about to become tame in the first place? For a food to be makabal tuma, does it need to have the shear of a beitza or not? So that is a major machlokas rishonim in a few places in Shas. If you look in Rashi right here, Rashi in the medium lines, Rashi says, what did the Mishnah just say in this last, the raya of Rav Hamnuna? The Mishnah says, oh, if you have a little bit food that became a rishon, a little bit became a sheni, what do you mean a little bit? Is that to say that it became tameh even less than a kibetza? Ah, that's Rashi right here. There are stiras in Rashi. There are Rashis in a few places in Shas that seem to say different things. But Rashi right here says, V'yim tomar. Rashi acts like Tosfos. V'yim tomar. I belavi be'shiura me'ikara. What do you mean? If it didn't have a beitza, hech kibal tumah me'ava tumah mitchilaso. How is it makabal tumah in the first place? Answers Rashi, you only need the shear to be metame. You don't need the shear to be makabel. Tshuva. Lidvarecha sheha ochel makabal tumah b'kol shehu avalatame acherim tzora kibetza. All the sources in Shas that talk about a kibetza, that's only in terms of food being metame other food. But in order for food to become tame, any little amount could become tame. And that's Rashi Shita here. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Kama shir ochlin l'tumah, l'tumas atzman, kol shehen. Afilu shumshum o chardal mistame. Even a tiny little sesame seed could become tame, says the Rambam. Shenamar mikol ha'ochel asher yachel kol shehu. Vein ochel tame mitame ochel acher o mashkin o yadayim at shiyebo kebeitza below klipasa. Right, you have to have a beitza in order to be mitame others, but in order to become tame, so that is any amount. Who argues? The Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Psachim, Daflam and Gimel. And Rashi and Chulin also seems like Rabbeinu Tam there, that you need, just like to be metame, you need a beitza, so to be mekabal tuma, you need a beitza. Second stipler of the day, stipler in Sukkah, Simin Chaf Hei, talks about what is the reason that you need a kibetza. Is that a dinin shiurin like other shiurin? Like this, kizayis and kibetza and kegrogeris, like all shiurim? Or is it something more fundamental? It's just that if it doesn't have a beitza, it's not called ochel. It's just a mitzius. Again, we've had a few of these in the past couple of days. It's a mitzius, it's not a halachic, right? We had it in Kol She'enu B'Zeh Chazeh, Afil Basach Hazeno. on yesterday's daf, I think, right, the Reb Chaim. But here, the stifler asks, right, is it a din in shi'urin, or is it a din in the metzias? It's not called ochel if it does not have a kebetza. L'mai naf gamina? So he says, which halachic principle? You got to find a halachic principle that goes by halacha, not by reality. Kitusei mechta shi'urei. Halachically, if something is considered kilu, is burned. Kala omei lisrov kesarov dami. Suggest the Kilas Yaakov in Sukkah, Simen Chafhei, that principle only makes it as if you don't have the shear. It doesn't make it as if it doesn't exist. It exists, you just don't have the requisite shear. So if you say Kiduse Mechta Shi'urei, if you say that Kebetza is a shear like all other shearim, then Kiduse Mechta Shi'urei can knock it out. But if you say it's just a reality, if you don't have, if it's not a Betza, it's not there, that's even worse. That's even worse, because then it wouldn't even apply, because it is, the reality is that it is not there. The Dafke quotes for this Dilin Shir at Latami Tomas Ochlan Lobar Mini Kiduzim Echlashiure. The Dafke Echa Dabinan Shir Midin Shir Amrinan Kiduzim Echlashiure. Aval Ha Dabinan Kibetza Latame Tomas Ochlan Yalfinan La Bedaras Kohanim Bechulu Midasim Mikala Ochla She Yachel. It's only Ochel if it has that Shir. Vein Sar She Kibetza Elam Shud Zeo Necha Bapamachas. V'chulu. So that's an important chakira in terms of why you would need kibetza. Good. Good. The Mishnah Malach has a couple of fascinating sfeikas, like he always has, discussed a little bit later on. What happens if you need a kibetza, right? Like the Rabbeinu Tam, and then it splits. Then, of course, he says, mistama, once it becomes tameh, then even if it splits, it retains its tumah. It's only to become tami it needs a kibetza according to Rabbeinu Tam. But once it splits, it remains tami even if it's less than a betza. And that's our Gemara. That's this last line of the Gemara. The Mishnah that suggested, ha'ochel shenitva, you only have part. How does Rabbeinu Tam read that Gemara? Because maybe he would say, when it became tami, it had a kibetza. And only now, it is less than a betza. Okay. Or the other way, the Mishnah Melech also says, what about according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it didn't have a kibetza, so it couldn't become tamei, tuma touches it and only has a half a kazayas, half a kibetza, and both of them, and then they combine afterwards. Do we say then, oh, so now that there's the shear and it earlier had touched, now it could become tamei? No, l'chara not. Because if at the time that the tuma touched it, it was half of a kibetza, then l'chara it would not be able to become tamei after that. Okay. Weiter. Kiyasa Rav Dimi says, Omar Chati Zayis Chutzlam Komo. Chati Zayis Chutzlazmano, the Chati Zayis Chutzlazmano. What about this case? What about the Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi said, he said this was the case. Similar, you have Chutzlam Komo first. Right, does that make it any different? Right, the machlokas between Rav and Rav Nuna was Chutzlazmano, Chutzlam Komo, Chutzlazmano. So what about if it's switched? What if it's chutzlam komo and then chutzlazmanos are next to each other? Does that make it any better? Would Rav Hamnuna there say they're combinable? Chatzaz chutzlazmano, chatzaz chutzlazmano, tani bar kabara, pigol, ein chatzizayis mol b'makam kizayis. Right, Rav Dimi would say that there, even Rav Hamnuna would say it's pigol. Right, because the chatzizayis chutzlazmanos are next to each other. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Omar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Omar, Chati Zayitz Chutz Lezmano, V'Chati Zayitz Chutz Lezmano, V'Chati Zayitz Chutz Lemkomo. That case, you have the two Chutz Lezmanos first. Tani Bar Kabar Pigol, Ein Chati Zayitz Mo'al B'Mokom Kizayis. The last Chati Zayitz Chutz Lemkomo wouldn't ruin it. Meaning, according to Ravin, maybe Rav Hamnuna would not agree in the first case. Right, if Chutz Lemkomo comes first, then the Chati Zayitz Chutz Lezmano already combined, and it's too late. So, Machlokas, Ravin and Rav Dimi. Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. Rav Ashi has the following. Chati Zayitz Chutz Lizmano V'chati V'Kizayis. You have a Chati Zayitz Chutz Lizmano, and then you say, Kizayis. Chati Yochutz Lemkomo V'chati Yochutz Lizmano. What about that case? Because you labeled your Kizayis half and half. Could half of your Kizayis combine with the previous Chati Zayitz? Tani Bar Kapara Pigol. Ein chatzizayis mol b'makom kizayis. Even there, it would combinable. And Rashi says this is like Rava, but it's even more mechudash because you're able to take the chatzizayis of chutz lezmano out of the kizayis and combine it with the other chatzizayis. By the way, just the derech agav, and it's going to apply the next line too. It sounds like in all these cases, there's an amira and not just a machshava. You get that impression, right? All of this is in one's mind. Remember, we've discussed already a few times. right? Is all this discussion of pigol or shalosh ba, is this dibur? Do you require dibur? Rashi later on, and Rashi in the Hamafkid, and Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta, right? Is it even machshava like the Rambam seems to say, or just or you need dibur? So you get the impression that it's dibur. For sure, but you get the pressure that it's deeper. Also for the next line. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Moving over out of what we've just been talking about. Chishev sheyachlu klavim lumachar. What happens if a person thinks that he's going to feed the carbon to a dog? Sheyachlu klavim lumachar. So is that called achila? Right, we mentioned before, you have to have achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Consumption. Well, what about larger categories? Pigol, says Rabbi Yanai, that's also pigol. That's also called a consumption. It's called an achila. Dichsiv, because you see the verb achila used for dogs. Ves Izevel, yochlu aklavim b'chelek Yisrael. Izevel, the wicked queen, will be eaten by the dogs in chelek Yisrael. But you see, yochlu, the verb achila, is used by dogs eating. So maska, there's a tosis, let's continue. First maska, v'lar v'ami, elameata. What do you have? Dogs eating? So what about the following case? What happens if you think you're just going to burn the meat tomorrow? That should also, because Eish also has a lashon of consumption, achila dichsiv, ta'achlehu Eish lo nupach. They'll be eaten by a fire that doesn't even need to be blown. Right? Eov says, hachanami the pigol? You want to say that's also a pigol? Right? Of an achila of a fire. V'chitei machanami, if you want to say that works, but it's not. But then we learned in our Mishnah, you cannot combine Haktara. Lechol kachatzi zayis or lehaktar chatzi zayis kasher shein achila vaktam mitzarfin. So you see, burning something on the fire is not called an achila because it's not combinable with achilas adam. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, no. Idafki b'lashon achila hachinami. It would work even by fire if you would have used lashon achila. Hachamay eskinan daafki b'lashon haktara. You use a different verb. You said haktara to lashon achila lochud v'lashon haktara lochud. In Achinami, fire consumption, you could also combine it. But there the problem is, you use a lashon of haktara. And this is where the Shittim Gubetza says, it's kila mafurish. What, you thought haktara or you thought achila? Sounds like you're talking here, says the Shittim Gubetza in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel, it's mashba that it's dibur and not just machshava. And the stipler there, if you want to look back, the stipler in Zvachim, Siman Aleph, third stipler of the day. The stipler at the beginning of our Masechta, Siman Aleph, discusses this Gemara. How do you get out of this Gemara? That you're thinking, is it true that you're thinking about Haktara versus Achila, or is there another way out? Okay, an important point of the Shita. Good. As Tosfos, in Dibra Maschil, Chishev. Our Gemara here says, if you think the dogs are going to eat it, it could be pigel. As Tosfos, why then does the Gemara say later on, if you think that a tummy person is going to eat it, it's not pigel? Why is that worse than a dog? A dog eating it is pigol, that's called an achila. But a tummy person eating it, that's not called an achila. Es Tosfos, b'sof kalapsulin. We say at the end of the next parak. Amrina dechishev yachlu tmeim lo'abi pigol. So why is that worse? Tosfos says, it's worse. V'tzarech lefarish hatam amai gara me'achilas klavim. Tosfos, you gotta explain it. But he says, I don't know. Tosfos says, you have to explain why achilas adam tamei is worse than achilas klavim. So, two answers. Tosfos, maybe three answers. Tosfos on that Gemara. Tosfos here does not give an answer. He just says there must be an answer. But Tosfos at the end of the third parak, Lamed Vav Amabez, Tosfos, you know why? Because when a tummy person picks up the basar, it already becomes tummy before he eats it. So when he eats it, it's already nifsal. A dog, when a dog picks it up before he puts it in his mouth and starts chewing, it doesn't become tummy yet. So it's still called an achila. Eating a carbon that became nifsal already is not called an achila. Lo dami l'achilas klavim. Dibitzmeyem mifsal kodem achila shabishas negiya. So that's Tosfos' suggestion. Right? A practical suggestion of whether it becomes tamei. Nothing fundamentally worse about a tamei than a dog. If you look in the Shittim Mekubetzes, here, it says, number one, for a tamei person to eat it, that's not biyadcha. You can't choose whether the tummy person, the dog is going, I'm sorry, va'od, let me find it. Sheyachlu tmeim ein ze biyado, hilkach lo avi machshava, v'avi ki'ilu lo amar klum. Oh, a tummy person is going to eat it? What, you're going to control a tummy person? Tolei b'das acherim. So therefore, that's not called pigol because that's not in your control. Aval, achilas klavim, have biyado. You can just give it to the dog. So again, it's a general, nothing to do specifically with a tamei and a kelev, but that's a little more fundamental, right? Not just about whether it became tamei, not whether it's biyadcha. Well, it's biyadcha, but that, then the rule of pigel seems to be it has to be biyadcha or not. The Karen Ora here, though, has a more fundamental formulation. The Karen Ora here says, when a tamei person eats it, that the eating is a problem. The eating is the iser. It's an achilas iser. And that's why that's excluded. That's not going to be pigel. By the dog, there's no iser in the achila itself. The iser is giving it to the dog. Right? You're being mevaze, the kachim. You're wasting the kachim. You're not treating it b'ktusha v'tara. The eating itself, per se, is not a maisa iser. It's not an achilas iser. And that's why there's a difference. I'll read it. V'lini rade lo dami. D'achilas t'meyim avi achilas iser. V'avi kemo shechishe bezrika shalo ketikna litenes anitan lamala lamata. It's as if you thought to do something b'iser. And that's not pigel. Avo b'achilas klavim leki isura b'achila atzma v'kiva demikri achila havi machshava. The iser is beforehand, not the achila itself. That's the Karen Ora right here. Laman alpha and base. Let's continue. So says the Gemara now. Boy Rav Ashi, or Boy Rav Asi. Chishev Lechol, next permutation. Chishev Lechol Kizayis Bishnei Bnei Adam Mahu. What happens if you think that two people are going to eat? Right? Is that going to be pigel? One Kizayis, two people. So a half a Kizayis of each person. Chus Lazvana. Mahu. Basar Machshava Azlina Deika Shira. Well, the thought is about a Kizayis. So that's good enough. O Basar Ochlan Azlina Valeka Shira. Or each person is only going to eat half a Kizayis. So therefore, it's no good. Try to think about the lumdus, about what this is about. Amar Abaya Tashma, let's try to prove it. Tashma, lecho, kachati zayis lach, kachati zayis kosher. The Mishnah said at the end, if you have half a kazayis to eat, half a kazayis to burn, kosher, it doesn't work. Shein achila vaktar mitzdarfin, cause achila vaktar don't arm mitzdarif, don't combine, as we said. But, mashma, if it would be mashma, halecho velecho, but if it would not be achila versus vaktar, it would be achila versus achila, Dumya de lechol lahakdir, similar to lechol lahakdir, vechidami, what would be similar? Bishnei b'nei adam, right? Just like achila and haktara are different, so achila and achila are different, two different people. So mitzarif, so shmamina, so we're mashba that yes, it would work with two different people. Half a kazayis of one person, half a kazayis of another person. It would be mitzarif. Again, maybe this also connects to the idea of the focus of the carbon is to be eaten and not to eat it. Maybe that's part of the shakla vetaria here. If it's about, it won't work, maybe it's because that's not called an achila, the carbon, you have to eat it, a person. And the answer is, part of what's behind the answer is that, remember, the carbon, it's about the chefs of the carbon being eaten, not for one person to eat. Besides carbon Pesach. And that's why it's mitzarif. Tu b'nei adam, because that's an achila's carbon. This isn't like a regular mitzvah achila of matzah where one person has to eat a kazayis of matzah. Or it's about make sure it is eaten. That's the Beis HaLevi. Chelek Alef Siman Beis. It's about being eaten and not eating, and that's why it can be mitztarif. Maybe that's also part of what's behind it. Good. Next question. Boy Rava. Chishiv lechol kazayis. B'yesem ifti achilas pras. Mahu. What happens if I have kavana to eat a kizayis, but not in achilas pras? Not in the time that's usually called an achila in halacha. Le achilas gavoa medamina le, do I compare it to achilas gavoa? Which then would say, what's achilas gavoa? The burning. Sometimes the burning takes hours. Therefore, it's not kedei achilas pras. So maybe I should compare it to achilas gavoa, and therefore it would combine anyway. It's okay. O le achilas edyot medamina le, or do I compare it to achilas edyot? And therefore, it has to be bechdei achilas pras. Right, so which is it? So let's try to prove it. So Amar Abaya Tashma Lechol Kachati Zayis Ulai Kachati Zayis Kasher Shein Achila Vaktar Mitztarfin. So Taima, the same type of Diak. Taima De Lechol Haktir. If it's Lechol Haktir, it won't combine. Ha Lechol VeLechol. But if it's Lechol VeLechol, in a similar case to Haktara, which would mean spread out in time, Mitztarif VaHaktara Yoser BeYoser Mechdei Achilas Prasu. So it's Yosef Echdei Achilas Pras. So doesn't that prove that it is combinable even more than Achilas Pras? Answer, Dilma Behesa Gadol. Maybe not. Maybe the Haktar that we could be comparing it to is a very big, strong fire, which would burn it within Kedei Achilas Pras. So no answer to that question. No answer to that question. The Sfasemis wonders, I don't understand, if you already asked in the previous question, if two people can combine, isn't that like Kedei Achilas Pras? Isn't that worse? Two people are for sure not Kedei Achilas Pras. Nobody's eating it in the sheer amount of Achila. So what's the Gemara's whole question here? Right? Kol Shekein more than Kedei Achilas Pras. Even more. So again, a third stipler of the day. The stipler in that same piece. In that same piece, the fourth one, maybe the fourth one, in that same piece that we read before about Pico, he says, again, answering this Fasa Emes Kasha, how, if two people are combinable, so one person, so he says, two problems of Kedei Achilas Pras. Two ways. The Yesh Lomar Achilas Beis B'nei Adam Shapir Adif Yoser Me Achilas Kezayis B'Yoser Me Achilas Pras. Why? Because two people eating each half a Kezayis, that's normal eating. What's eating less than Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's not normal eating. That's what Chazal say. If I eat a half a slice of bread in 15 minutes, that's not normal eating. Right? That's why one person eating slower than Kedei Achilas Pras is going to be worse than each person eating half a Kezayis. Because the Kedei Achilas Pras that we're talking about, that shear, is a definition of Achila. And if I don't eat it in that amount, it's not going to be called an Achila. It's going to be called Shalok Kederech. He talks about it more, two types of Kedei Achilas Pras, but that's the difference. That's why it could be worse, one person, than two people. Again, Kedei Achilas Pras is a huge topic. The Menachas Chinuch discusses it. Does it depend on the type of food? What about a hot cup of tea? Right? Is it, Reb Chaim has the interesting Chakira. Is that shear of Kedei Achilas Pras? Without the Chiddush of the Torah, I would have said what? Is it a Chumra or a Kula? Without the Chiddush of the Torah, I would have said, yeah, even if it takes you 45 minutes, it's still called an Achila? Or I would have said, no, without the Chiddush of the Torah, I would have said, you have to eat it, but basachas mamish. And the Torah is b'chadish, said, no, you can extend it a little bit. So that's the Chakira of the Achronim. Reb Chaim has that in the Grach HaLashas. Is Kedei Achilas Pras a Chiddush l'chumra or a Chiddush l'kula? To expand eating or to minimize eating? Right, that's what would I have thought without the Chiddush of Kedei Achilas Pras? Okay, there's a lot there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Lechol kachatzis ayis v'lachter chatzis kosher. The last line of the Mishnah. If I have to eat half a kazayis to makdir, it's kosher. Taima de lechol olahakdir, ho lechol v'lechol davashin darko lechol mitztaref. Mashma that only lechol lahakdir would not combine. But lechol, and to be lechol, something that's not normally eaten mitztaref, that would combine. Haktani Resha, but didn't the earlier part of the Mishnah say against that? Lechol eshadarko lechol, eshadarko lechol in, shein darko lo. Right, so the last line seems to contradict the earlier mashmos. Amar of Yirmi, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer, he, like we said earlier, maybe this last line reflects Rabbi Eliezer Shita, to Amar, Mechashvin, Meachilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, or Meachilas Mizbeach, Achilas Adam. Combinable. Right, the Achila and Akhtara are really combinable. Ditznan, where does Reb Elazar say that? In the Mishnah, in the next parak. Ditznan. Hashochet ez ezevach lechol dover she'ein darko lechol. Uvach dover she'ein darko lahach, dear kosher. If I have in mind to eat or to shecht, to eat or to be makter, something that's not normally done, basar to be burned and chelav to be eaten, kosher. Reb Elazar, posel. What is this posel? So how do you put the last line together with the previous lines? Machlokas tanoim. Abai Omer, no. Afilu demer Rabbanan. Maybe even according to the Rabbanan, don't make the diuk that you made. Velo tema. Halecho, velecho, davashin darko lecho. Don't make that diuk. Ela ema, make this diuk. Halecho, velecho, davashin darko lecho. No, combine two things that are roi lachila. Says the Gemara, my kamashmalan. Then what's the chiddush? E davashin darko lecho, kamashmalan, me resha shvamina. We already learned that from the resha. Kechati zais lachot, kechati zais lachot, kechati. Right, we already learned that for the Resha. Mashba, that if it would be two kazesim, in the same category, it would combine. Ilechol lahaktir miduk yid Resha shmamina. And if it's to teach me that lechol and lahaktir, do not combine if it's having kazayas, we also know that from the Resha. Lechol darvisha darko lechol in, shein darko lechol lo. Right, and therefore hashta. Uma lechol velechol, darvisha in darko lechol lo mitztaref. That wouldn't combine. Lechol lahaktir mi ba'i. So you would know everything from the Resha anyway. So what's the last line of the Mishnah teaching us if it's not telling us, oh, it's Shita Reb Eliezer? If it's all the Shita of the Rabbanan, what's the Chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Lechol Ulahaktir Istrich. No, that Chiddush is not learned out from the Resha. You have to say it from the Seifa. Why? Salkadai Dachamina Hasam Hu Delav Ki Urche Kamachashiv. over there, it doesn't combine because you're not thinking about something that is ki'urche, that's supposed to be burned or that's supposed to be eaten in the right way. Aval hacha da b'hai ki'urche, b'hai ki'urche, a half a kezias of chel of lahaktir, a half a kezias of basar to eat. So then, emel it's tarif, maybe that is combinable. Kamash Malan, that's why even in that case it's combinable, even though it's all ki'urche, even though it's exactly what's supposed to be eaten and what is supposed to be, and what is supposed to be burnt. Okay, so this takes us through the second parakh, Hajran Allah Kalazvachim, Shekiblu Daman, right, not to be confused with Kalazvachim, Shenizbechu, in the first parakh, and then we get into the third parakh of Kalapsulin, and the fourth parakh of Beit Shammai, and the fifth parakh of Hizel Makoman, right, is all on the horizon, but Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.